Practice programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's Monday morning, April 23rd. Good morning. 25 minutes before the hour, John and Glenn, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We have homily highlights from Good Shepherd Sunday, plus a brand new Glenn Story Corner and highlights from the Christ Brings Hope Award. A dinner in Minneapolis on Friday night. Glenn was there along with Patrick Madrid and Father Rocky and so many of our Relevant Radio voices and so many of you. Just a tremendous evening. We've got some highlights coming up here on Morning Air. Yesterday, Good Shepherd Sunday, the beautiful promise of Jesus. I'm the Good Shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. And you know that if you have wandered away from your faith, so many of you have shared witnesses about coming back in full communion with the church. You know that God never gave up on you and that you heard his voice. That's the voice that Kendra Von Esch heard, an author and a speaker who had a tremendous career as an executive in corporate America and thought, well, you know, I can do this on my own. And we've probably all been there at one point in time where you just say, okay, God, I got this. You follow me, when it's really the other way around. And listening to that voice of God, Kendra heard it. Her book, Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God, is available for you right now. And we'll explain how you can get it for free coming up in the next few minutes. Kendra, good morning.
Hi, John. Good morning.
You apparently had it all. If you looked at your life on paper, you'd just say, now she has it all. It would be a life that many people would say, yeah, I would like that. I would like that. But it was missing one big ingredient, and that was God. When did you know that was missing?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even know it was missing until the Holy Spirit got me. I ended up my father had a health crisis, and it came out of the blue. He didn't have any symptoms. So I looked at my husband and I said, listen, we have got to get healthy. Let's start a cleanse. So it really started with our physical bodies. You would think that maybe because I prayed for 18 hours that night that he had that quadruple bypass surgery, I might have run to God, but I didn't. He came through and it was all great. It was kind of one of those prayers where it's like, hey, God, if you could just make my dad come through this surgery safely, I'll make it up to you somehow. I didn't make that exact deal with him, but I was surely on the other end saying, hey, it'd be great if all could come out on the back end. So when he did, we just decided we were going to cleanse our body. And inside this book, there was a spirituality piece of this pie chart in the book. And I thought, my goodness, I have got nothing going on here. So I decided, all right, I'm cleansing my body. Why don't I cleanse my soul? And I was going to go to church on the day that we were going to cleanse ourselves, which was Easter Sunday 5 years ago. And I wasn't even going to go to the Catholic Church because, quite frankly, John, I really wasn't living or practicing at all. And I wasn't really sure if I believed in what the teachings were all about. I actually looked up a non-denominational church that was close to the house. Some people call them those big box churches. And I thought, okay, I'll go here. Because, frankly, I also didn't really want to change my life. When you say that, hey, I had it all, I did. I didn't think that anything was missing. But I made the last-minute decision the night before Easter to go to the Catholic Church, and that was where I think the supernatural introduction to the Holy Spirit happened. He came in and gave me this thirst for the Catholic faith that I've never had in my life. So I was doing all of this research, trying to find out if Catholicism was really for me or not, if it really was the full truth. Because again, I wasn't looking for this. I didn't want to change my life at all. I had a great life until he grabbed a hold of me. And now I'm thinking, I cannot hold on to this treasure of this relationship with God, the sacramental graces that we get in the Catholic Church and we're able to receive and participate in, to myself. So I got to leave this life of luxury and money and prestige, if you will, and work for God. So that's what I did. I wrote a book, and I'm going to run around and speak to everybody about how much richer your life could be with God and Catholicism.
Was your husband beside you through this entire process?
He was definitely beside me through the entire process, but he is not where I am at. So if you think about me 5 years ago, not going to church at all, not practicing, I wasn't even a creaster, one of those Christmas Easter goers.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. That's where he's at. However, he's been one of the most supportive people through this process. I mean, kind of scary when your wife decides she's going to leave, you know, her job and go do this quote-unquote Catholic thing, if you will. And he's just been fantastic, although I do have to confess that I pray all the time for his conversion, and I have confidence that Jesus and Mary and Joseph and all the angels and saints will help me get him there one day.
And when you left your high-powered career because you found God, you came back to your Catholic faith, thanks be to God, Kendra Von Esch, what did people in the professional realm say?
All right, I'll be really honest. I did not want to do this. I was kicking and screaming and crying, quite frankly, saying there's no way, because everybody's going to look at me like I have my head off, you know, screwed off or loose or whatever they say. And oddly enough, once I finally got my Catholic voice, I was running away from it, because as you know, Catholicism in some people's minds is like a four-letter word for crying out loud. So I was really nervous about getting out there and you know, getting up to the top of that mountain and shouting. But I finally got it. God gave me the strength and the confidence. And so when I started sharing it with my professional friends, that was my biggest concern. Some of the tight peers that are actual friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
the response was, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. This is so inspiring. I was amazed at the responses. I really thought it was going to be like, what the heck are you doing? You know, like, this is so not you. But
because you don't know how the Holy Spirit put seeds in those people after they saw your witness, Kendra.
I hope. I really, that's all I want to do is put a seed, just sprinkle seeds all over the place. And it was funny because I did go through a life coach process when I really needed to figure out, okay, what is God wanting me to do on this earth? And when I ended up thinking about how my life coach said to me, he says, Kendra, all you've been doing is evangelizing for the past 5 years. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, do you remember when we were sitting having a glass of wine together and you handed me a CD from Lighthouse Catholic Media 4 years ago? And I said, oh, yeah. He says, so do this. You know, he's like, just do it. You've been doing it how long anyway? Just make it full time. So
that's right. It's like breathing. Kendra Von Esch joining us. The book, Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God, is our guest this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's just a tremendous witness, and it's one that continues to reveal itself. The Holy Spirit continues to reveal himself to you every single day. Do you go looking for the Holy Spirit, or do you just let the Holy Spirit find you and you follow?
I think I do both, because sometimes I'm not paying much attention, and he kind of slaps me upside the head saying, hey, I'm here trying to tell you something. And then there's other mornings, like this morning when I got up and I really focused on prayer, read the gospel, reflected, watched the sunrise. I can feel myself centered, and then I seek him because I'm like, well, is this what you want me to do? But a lot of times I really try to just hear him. What I feel in my soul sometimes, I just don't second guess it. Well, I think he wants me to do this. So I'm just going to walk up to this person and hand him my book. So, for example, Scott Hahn and Kimberly Hahn were in for a Totally Yours conference here in the Chicagoland area. And I said, I'm just going to give him my book. So I walked up to him. I was nervous, so nervous. You know, it's Scott Hahn, for crying out loud. And I walked up, and everyone's asking him for signatures of his for their books. And I walk up, and I give him mine, and he turns it around, pushes it my way, gives me a pen, and he goes, well, I want a signature. You sign your book. And so it was so neat. And I wouldn't have normally done that if I didn't hear the Holy Spirit say, go. Give him your book.
Well, thanks for going. That's the great thing to do. Kendra, you talk about the struggle with faith, humility, and surrendering to God. Scripture talks a lot about people through the course of history with hard hearts, or their hearts were hardened. Is having a soft heart, is that kind of the same as humility, or that humility is needed for a soft heart?
I would say yes. Humility is needed for all virtues. It's funny that you say humility, because I struggled with that. I mean, come on, I haven't needed, even in my personal life, I don't ask for a lot of help. I'll have 75 things on my to-do list, and I realize that I do need help, but I don't ask for it. So I take the prideful way. And I think being humble and realizing how much help we need from people every day, all throughout the day, has been an eye-opening experience. I've never written a book. I've never been an author. I haven't been on a professional speaking circuit while I spoke quite a bit for the past couple of years. It hasn't been my main priority. So I'm new. I'm a total beginner. And humility to ask God and people around me to help me has been not only eye-opening, but it's been, I think it's made me grow and appreciate the fact that we're all in this together. We're brothers and sisters in Christ on this earth, and we are here to help each other, you know, to love thy neighbor as thyself. And it just opens my heart more. So I ask for my heart to be opened and softened, and I ask for others' hearts to be opened and softened, but I think he is also doing it on his own, putting me through this transformation of my life.
This is a beautiful and candid witness from Kendra Von Esch, who was a corporate executive who had it all, and then she realized that there was something missing in her life, and that was a relationship, a romance with Jesus, and finding her Catholic faith again in Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. How can we get the book?
You could actually go. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
So we're working on an audio book that's not out there yet, but it's in paperback, hardback, and the ebook version.
Excellent.
So yeah, so they can you can grab it on Amazon, easiest way.
We'll put the link up on our Morning Air Facebook page. Kendra Von Esch, thank you so much for this tremendous witness. It's been inspiring to us. What a great way to start a Monday morning with your witness. And you've evangelized to hundreds of thousands of additional souls in addition to the book, Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. Kendra, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, guys. 14